Zechen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchus Zechen Nishmas Daniel Hashem of Us Yeshua Fala. Okay, everyone say good morning, everybody.
Rabbi Simon, do you know Eliyahu?
Yes, Mazel Tov. Yes. We're Alex, could we turn on the camera so we could see you. Alex?
He's here. I think he's in the hospital still. So.
Okay. Okay, so we'll see him more than once. Alex Celestine had a baby girl, but he's not here now. But his grandfather comes to the shir. So we could sing today just for the grandfather, Rabbi Avram Ratner, and then Bez Hashem, when he comes, we'll sing again. You can never have enough singing, right?
Chayaleh
is the name?
Yeah,
okay. After who?
After the two grandmothers, from the mother's side and from my side.
Oh, which one is your mother? Was who?
I was Leah, and my wife's, she was Chayaleh, my wife's mother.
Your mother was Leah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you should have a lot of nachas.
Kesiminto,
Mazel Tov, Yehilah, Olecha Yisrael, Siminto, Mazel Tov, Yehilah, Olecha Yisrael, Siminto, Mazel Tov, Siminto, Mazel Tov, Okay, tomorrow there's going to probably be a change in schedule, so that would mean that Shir would either be at 11 or we wouldn't have. There's a couple of things, whatever. I rarely cancel Shir, but the situation. Would 11 work? So I guess I could tell Ben, you would be able to be modia that once I find out the information, then you'll let everyone know. So it'll either probably be at 11 or something around that, or we just won't have for tomorrow. That's a shame. Okay, hopefully everything should be well, and okay. So we'll start off. I got a shaila yesterday. We got the following shaila. So it's relevant to the thing, even though we didn't fully do all the sugyas but I'll share it with you. I'll tell you how I paskin, and then you can tell me what you think and v'chule. This is the shaila. A rav called me up yesterday, and he's here, the rav in New Jersey. And I guess somebody from his shul lost a parent in South Africa. Ooh, lost a parent in South Africa, and the person who lost a parent is here in New Jersey. He's not going to South Africa to the Kfura. and the kavura is going to be in South Africa and not going. And so the kavura wasn't yet. So the question is, should he start shiva right away, or should he wait till the kavura? And then I told them what I told them, and then they called me back to say that whenever the kavura is going to be, this fellow in New Jersey is planning to say a hesped over Zoom. And that was the question. So question is when to start the shiva. And so first when he called me, I told him he didn't tell me anything about any hespedim. So I said to do right away. He should sit shiva right away, which we didn't even really fully do that sugi yet. But since he's not going, so he starts right away, even though the kfur is going to be later. And then when he asked me about that he's going to say a hesped at the kvura, when the kvura obviously it was going to be, I don't know, you know, a day later or 2 days, I don't know exactly when, but a different day. So then I was thinking about the Chochmas Adam that says if they're going to be maspid, then maybe you do continue with the aninus till then. But so I discussed it with Rav Nata Greenblatt, Rav Abadi. They both thought that the din of the Chochmas Adam is only if you're going to go and give the hesped, not from afar, you know, over Zoom, that the Zoom wouldn't count. Rabbi Tuchman, you know, was discussed with me in the past, you know, was thinking maybe the Zoom does count, but still saskos, but that's what I, these Rabbanim thought like that, to start right away and not give chashivas to the Zoom hesped, and that's what I followed, and that's the discussion. But this has a lot to do with the different things that we've talked about.
Rabbi, what's the actual fill-up between the masked in person versus over Zoom?
Zoom is fished.
What?
Zoom is garnished.
Zoom is garnished. Look, I could hear someone saying differently, you know, like Rabbi Tuchman thought differently, but
because we're not talking about actually being a sasek with the mace, then...
Right. Look, you don't necessarily have to accept that part of the Chochmas Adam either, just because he did say it, that line. That's not the line that's normally even quoted, just because he said it. And this idea of saying actually going there is more of a saskus, you're getting up and going. Look, one could say differently. Minatias Hadas was like these other Rabbanim that Zoom wouldn't cause you to be ma'acher. I mean, even before Zoom, like Rabbi Greenblatt's son, Rav Yoli Greenblatt, was saying, you know, you had the phone and other things. People used to say has faded from afar also. Here he's not going. Okay, but just far, yeah. But that was the discussion. And Lamaisa, we didn't even fully do that sugi yet. So, but since the Shiloh was it happened yesterday, so I just said we're doing these in Yonim. So you keep the Shiloh in mind, and we will see more Makoris in the future. Going back to this.
Is it always true that when Aninus ends, Aveva starts? Are those two sides of the same coin?
Not necessarily. Well, you have a situation like my father-in-law, like he had Aninus, but then before Shabbos Erev Pesach, you know, you could have a situation where you have limbo, like then Yontif comes in the middle and you don't have Aninus, but you don't have Avelis either. So... Okay, so...
Couldn't you also be mechalik between the Chochmas Adam's cases where they hadn't yet done the kavura, but here the kavura's already been done, So that, like, that could be the main thing of the Hesped leader is it doesn't have the same hisaspos. Meaning, there's talking about the cover Kadishka.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay, so the Pasuk in Parsha, okay, today's packet is about whether Avelus is the Raisa or the Rabban. What is the din of Avelus? Is Avelus a din the Raisa or is it din the Rabban? Meaning, the Isurim that a person is required to keep, not to have a Nilas Asandal, a Rechitza, Tashmish Amita, Sicha, all these things. Are these things Asur Midaraisa or Midrabana? You have the Pasuk in Shmini that we talked about originally about when Nadav Avihu died on the day that of the Hakamas HaMishkan, right? Rashi writes there was the three korbanos and they burnt it, right? The whole story we talked about. So it says that really Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you shouldn't eat the korbanos. At least you shouldn't eat the korban Rosh Chodesh, because the heter was to eat the mokum aninus was only the one-time korbanos for the korban nachshon and the miluim, which is one time in history. But you see from there that so that's a din of. Of aninus for korbanos, but as Rabbi Ratner pointed out, that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka equated the two, that he said that that aninus is yom rishon for korbanos, so who adin avelus, even though aninus is adin and korbanos ma'ashesheni bikurim, but avelus. As well. So, and we learn now Aninus from Avelus, even though they're not necessarily the exact same time frame, but it's a similar idea. The first day is the of Aninus Daraisa is the first day of Issachar Banus, and just like we learn from there that there's some type of sadness from that first day, so we transfer it over to Hilchas. Avelus as well, and say that the Isurim are also the Raisa, even though the Pasuk is only talking about Aninus for Korbanos, it's sort of like a Mamatzinu that we learn now from Avelus to Aninus, and therefore, as we're going to see, that's the Rambam, the Rif Shita, that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa.
I know this is already mentioned, but the Rambam gives a different source, no?
No, they're different Rambams. There's the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah and the Sefer Mitzvah. So we said over that's what Rabbi Ratner was asking me the other day about the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah quotes the source of this source of the Aninus. In the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah on page 5, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, he learns it out from the din of the Kohen is doesn't the Tamil Mace, but when he loses a relative, he's Nitztavu Shei Tamil Krovim. Tamil Krovim. Okay. So, and that's also obviously the first day when he's. So, Nitzavino Krovim, Shi Tamlo Krovim. So, there's a mitzvah of Lo Yitoma. And then he writes, the Zeba Atzma, three lines from the bottom, Zeba Atzma, who mitzvahs evil. Tom, recall Yisrael Chayv Lisabel al Krovov. In other words, the first day is the din of Avelus, but to bolster that halacha, the Torah said, and we're going to let the Kohen, we're going to Musar, Mechayiv the Kohen to be Metame to the Zayin Krovim. And that's bolstering the Isuri Avelus as well. So even though One is the Tumah, one is the Avelus, or the other case, one was the own. You know, in other words, Rambam borrows the halachas of either Tumas, the mitzvah of Tumas Meis, or the mitzvah, or the Isser of eating Korbanos, and transfers them over to the Isurim as well. Like a Mamatzin, just like on that first day, there's going to be a mitzvah of to be Metame Lameis for the Kohen Dafka, when normally he's also to be Metame, or there's an Isser of eating Korbanos or Meiser. And from that, we also have a parallel that there are going to be all these restrictions. So even though there are different areas in halacha, but we borrow one from the other, and that's the Rambam Shita, that Ovel Yom Rishon, and the Rif, as we're going to see, that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Araisa. So that means that all the restrictions that an Ovel has is only on the Yom Rishon.
Meaning, particularly not the Atifas, although that
would not be, is that put in a
restriction of the mitzvah, that the Nilas, the sandal, and all those things. In other words, the Rabbanics distinction that there's a distinction between some are in the Torah and some are in the Rabbinic. I mean, the Rabbanic, right?
We didn't even say that over.
Saying, that's what it says in the Torah. I'm just saying, so this Svara that you're trying to transfer from Kachin or whatever, does it logically apply to all of the
Dinei Avelus? It doesn't logically apply, but the Rambam parallels the two. It could be the Rambam knew this from elsewhere. You know, Avelus Yom Rishon, Afrisa Ki Yomar, whatever. But they're all. It doesn't matter in the end where he got it from here, he got it from here. But that's the halacha. You know, where did he get it from? Okay, so he quotes here one way, the other way. You don't have to spend time on understanding, you know, from this pasuk, that pasuk. It's in the end, it's all the same.
Does the Yom Rishon of Avelus begin after the Gura, or is it the following?
The Yom Rishon of Avelus is the whole first day, Rashi.
Only if, but isn't it only if you ended up doing the
Gura? We'll see. So there is a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes, that the idea that Yom Rishon is the Raisa, if it's only the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. But if it's not the Yom Misa, in other words, I told you, like in America, a lot of times people die one day and the Kvura is the next day because they don't have time to get the act together. And, you know, So then the Avelus would only be, even Yom Rishon would only be the Rabban. But in the case where it was the same day as the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura, that's when the Rishon who hold its Daraisa, that's when they hold its Daraisa. Only Yom Misa and Yom Kvura. And that's the Truvas Harashva writes that.
Of the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says too, the favorish.
Yeah, right. I'm saying that all the shitas that hold the Yom Rishon is the Raisa, it's when it's the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. It says, Mekom Mokom, circle the second paragraph in the Rashba, page 7. Le'inya ma'ashashalta avladas ha'go'onim za'al davka Yom Misa Kvura b'hadodi ha'zebelo zelo. And he has a raya. What's his raya? So there's the famous Gemara in Ksubas, which is a famous Gemara, and we're going to have a separate shiur just on that Gemara, that the tragic story about somebody about to get married, and then either the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala pass away. So really, you should say, call off the wedding, and do the, right? But because of Hefsed, so what they did was, because of Hefsed, they said, no, wait with the Kvura, wait with the Avelus, do the wedding first, do the Bilus Mitzvah first, and then the 7 days of Simcha will set in, and then after the Bilus Mitzvah, And after the wedding, then you'll bury the mace, and then there'll be the 7 days of Avelus after that. So the Rashba asked Akasha, what are you talking about? The guy, this person is an Ovel Doraisa, right? He's an Ovel Doraisa. He's the first day. You're going to make it, you're going to let him have a chasana that day? It's crazy. So you know what the Rashba says? That's Pshat. The Pshat was that you wait with the mace, meaning, so you make it 2 different days. So Mamela, you knocked it down to a Darabanan. And once it's only a Darabanan, then Mokum Hefseid, you can go ahead. So that's what he asked. Mikol Mokum Lima Shalta, here. Hal Teda Lubbarsina Beresh Perakamad Xuba, so you Tifchot Tavuach, Vieno Mozog, Mace Ovi Shokhosan, Oima Shokala, Machnisim Mesa Mace Lacheder. We wait. We put the mace in a room. That's what the Rashba. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara never says that. Right. That doesn't mean Yom HaMacharas. The Rashba.
You're not doing it for today, though. You're putting him in a room.
I'm saying it could be that who says that you wait till Yom HaMacharas? Maybe you have the wedding now and you do it in the afternoon. So the Rashba is machadish this point. That, in other words, if you just learn the Gemara Ksubas without this Rashba, you wouldn't have known.
Aren't they Anina Duraisa?
So one second. Kolomar machnisim es meis techeder ve'inu nikbar yomachoras alma de bol bius mitzvah ba'onsha meis becheder ama lo chal alei avelus daraisa. In misli yomis levada fil bo kvur daraisa also yabatash vishamita. Right, v'chein yom kvur daraisa lo haya noheg yikbar shivas yimechuba shein shivas yimechuba daraisa yitchu avelus daraisa. So that's the
is the problem the wedding or is the problem the tashmish?
The problem is everything.
It's not, I mean, just the
having a wedding on the first day of Avelus is also a problem.
It's correct. I'm saying the tashmish you could explain. Spoke about it.
But the Ritzkei says it's mutter. Yeah, but the Ritzkei says it's mutter, but not everyone agrees with him. But that's the Rashba's chiddush. That when we say the Rambam Gaonim Shita Yom Rishon Doraisa, it's only, and Rabbi Ratner pointed out, the Rambam writes that Beferish. It's only when the Yom Mis and Yom Kavur, and he wants to bring a Raya. I don't know if it's a foolproof raya because that's how he's learning Pshat in the Gemara, but he thinks that's the posh of Pshat in the Gemara. Menichem is a meis becheder, and means that you're going to wait for the next day.
He's saying that it's that they're making it that it's not the Yom Kavura on the same day. I mean, it sounds like he's just saying if the chuppah is at night, so they wait until the morning, which is officially the same day. It's just their status of owning him. Until the Kavura itself, he's saying that
it wouldn't be Lamacharas then.
But Lamacharas means the Leil Chuppah and then the next morning, no?
No. Then that wouldn't be Lamacharas, that's the same day.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between Ochre Kli and how people speak, no? He says the reason is just because they're owning him and not until the Kavura happens. He doesn't phrase it as being not Yom HaMisa. Yom HaKavura and Yom HaMisa the same day.
One second. Bobbios Mr. Forza, she was in a Mishnah. Homer, this was a Mishnah. Had a way to make my Yom HaMisa. Bobbios Mr. Forza, she made the Kedra Abba Lachalai avails the Raisa. Misa Yom HaMisa Vavad, a few below Kavura, the Raisa, also a Yabatasha Shanita. If Yom Misa alone, right, would it be Ten yom kfu the rice will I know hey we say yikbar shoes in me mush chain shoes in me khub the rice she yikbar veles from a few of the vegan yom yisim in kfu dafka no.
Otherwise, wouldn't
that be a violation of Baal Tolin? But who says that this was at night?
Nachnisim
es ames becheder veinu nikvar yom amachos. Al mi bol milas mitzvah be'ot shameis becheder ham alochal alei aveos doraisa, because it's not going to be yom mis and yom kfur. But if you hold yom mis alone, a feel bol kfur doraisa, so what would have been the heter to have tashmish amita? Think about it. Alex?
Isn't this person in Aninus Doraisa?
Yeah. Okay, so but Kitzur, that's one second. So, and the, if you look in the Rambam, in the Rif on page 9, so he also holds Yom Rishon is Doraisa. Now, what's the difference if you hold Yom Rishon is Doraisa or the Rabbanan? What is the difference? So there is a famous Bahag. So we should look in the Bahag inside, right? On page 15. It's quoted in all the Rishonim, but it's always good to see primary sources. So this is the new printing of the Bahag. Machon Yerushalayim came out with a new Bahag. I mean, it was new when it came out. Now it's been a long time, so it's like a good 20 years or so. I remember when it first came out. I remember when it first came out. So, page 15, he writes, V'hachin omru mishum gon, d'heched b'shachiv l'shkiva b'yom tov rishon, or b'sheni, or b'chol d'moada, v'yom tov rishon shal shnei yom tovim, monoig avil senofik yom tovim kulu. Because if a person, chas v'shalom, loses a mace during chol moed, or something like that, the shiva is not going to be till after Yontif. But what if he loses a mace on Yontif Sheni? Aval Yoma Basra, the Midrabanan who, in other words, Yontif Sheni is only the Rabbanan. Aval Shachiv Leishchiv and Yontif Sheni shall Yontif Achron. Came with the Iker Mar Yom Rishon Hu Noig Be Aveilus, the Salak Lim in Yeshiva. So he says an unbelievable thing. In other words, like this: the halacha is, if a person loses a mace, say, a Chol HaMoed, right? So he doesn't start Shiva till after Yontif, but the last day of Yontif counts as day one of the Zion days of Aveilus, even though there's no Shiva. It's a freebie. But what if the person dies on Yontif Sheni itself? Like Achron Shal Pesach or Simchas Torah. And then they do the Misa and the Kfur that day. So the Bahag says, then not only is it Chal to count as from the first of the 7 days, but rather what? They're going to sit Shiva that day also. Because why? Because he says, because Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and it's Doche Yom Tov Sheni, which is only the Rabbanan. So that's the Bahag Shita. That's the Bahag, like I'm sure to point out, this is the Nafkamina, whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa or the Rabbanan, whether if somebody loses a relative on the last day of Yontif, and does the Kfura. We know the Mikra Adin, you can do Kfura on Yontif Sheni. Even Yontif Rishon, you can do Kfura on the Akum, Yontif Sheni, Afilu on the Israel. And then that Yom Rishon pushes away the Yisra Avelis on Yontif, because Yontif Sheni on the last day is only a Rabbanan, an Akron Shal Pesach or Simchas Torah. And so this is the Bahan. Came into Ikamar Yom Rishon Hu Noig by Avelus. Noig by Avelus! Not just counts. See, when it's in the Chol Hamoed, it's the Lashon is Mislak Salik Le Lamin Yeshiva. That it's Oila Lamin Yeshiva, but you don't sit Shiva till afterwards. Because it wasn't Avelus Daraisa if it happened on Chol Hamoed, on the last. But if on the last day, it's Mislak, it's Noig by Avelus. The Salik Le Lamin Yeshiva. Right, so Yom Rishon is the Raisa. Yom Achron is Yom Tov Sheni, it's a Sveika Drabonin. Osi Sveika, Vade the Yachid, Chayel Ol Esi Sveika Drabonin. How? I'm sorry. Maybe so. He says that Yom Tov Sheni, the first fake. I think he says to take out. Asi Vaday the Yachid, the first fake to take out. He says in the footnotes. Asi Vaday the Yachid Chayel Al Esei Sveika the Rabbi. That was the Achron Shal Pesach. Is a Sveika the Yom? It's a right, but it's the Rabbim. It's communal, but. And this is his private avelus, so it's docha.
Before you bury the remains, is it that what happened before you bury the remains? In other words, I might not make enough for me now with Dina because we all like the Ramban, but if you have like what do you do in that slot? You don't know if you're gonna. Is it like al das that I'm gonna bury the remains and then for the whole day? As nicha afterwards, you already buried the remains, so I understand to be no way we're not gonna atone. What do you do in that interim period before? Like, do you know, like, I'm sure it's wild, but like, people don't know if they're able to get it done or not in time. So how do you know you're going to bury the mace that day?
How do you know? Because you know.
And it works like that? Like, it works like, it's all about your kavanah.
In other words, he's asking a good question. He's asking, well, it's only the rice if it's the Yom Mises, Yom Kavura. But it's only Yom Kavura if you did the Kavura. So maybe he won't get the Kavura done. So then how could he already sit Shiva? Is it shot that he waits till the Kavura is happening and then he first sits Shiva? Or since he knows he's going to be Kovar, then he's already. Yeah, his question. It's a very good question.
But if you hold like the
Ramban, I never thought of this question.
Regina, it's not such a problem because the Maisa, we hold like the Ramban, is telling us to do these things anyways. Whereas what's enough? Enough means do I have to? Am I allowed to shower?
No, enough means does he take off his shoes? He take off his shoes?
For Misha Meso,
on Simchas Torah.
But Misha Meso, you're not going to do it anyways. Because you're
going to
have the
Aniyah
stage. It's more for the
Rambam. Yeah, okay,
It's more for the Rambam that this would be.
No, but it would be.
Even
what other thing? You mean, you say most things. The Kumba say things. You mean, could he wash? He's not going to wash anyway. Okay. Right here. Right, practically, maybe he won't. Okay. So that's the. But the other sheet is. The Bali Toysis holds that it's only that all of Avelis is all the Rabbanan. In other words, that's the Rambam of the Rif. But most Shitas hold that all Avelis is only the Rabbanan. That's the Bali Toysis. I put in the packet here. Okay, then.
Already, on the Minchas Chinuch. Brings this this Rosh Chodesh. You quote me, and he says the Devarim to Tumulim, the evil who come to say. I mean, that's what we're saying. The Ran Mighty Shom Leinyan, the No Hate Shivas Yemei Amishta. After Yom Rishon Uduraisa, giving the Sheva Pasa Sholisavel, Dovin Shol Simcha who come to say.
So what's his kasha?
He's the Bealist Mitzvah in a
from Ba'asei. So how could the Chazal do that? I mean, he's questioning the Rashba.
Wait, what is the Rashba? Which word? Read me the whole thing. Not the whole thing. Where does he? What does he quote?
He quotes the Rashba.
What does he say from the Rashba?
Chelik Aleph Simon Aleph Kufnun Hay Navy Mixumis.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think this is what the Minchas Chinuch is saying, the Devar Tumulim. Yeah, why?
The Bilis Mitzvah Kum Vasei.
Okay, in other words, he's kumvasei. He's gonna, but it's, since it's Rabbanan, he's even permitting a kumvasei. Oh, so on page 19 in Shulchan Aruch Shin Tzadi Tes Sifkid Gimel says, "B'komash osim shnei yom tovin." Misha meislo meis biyontiv sheni sheyontiv achron shal pesach or biyontiv sheni shal atzeres v'kovru bo bayom. So the question is, what's the din? Eidu v'gavim shum biyontiv v'olam nogim shal olvusab biyontiv sheni. So he says, so he quotes, if it's in Velus Yom Rishon, Shal Yom Misa V'Kvura Shal Torah, Yitche Esa Shal Devrayim. So he said, in other words, he's quoting the Rambam, or the Rif, the Bahav, that if it's Yom Misa and Yom Kvura, and on Yom Tov Sheini Shal Golios, then he's Noik, he's actually Noik Shiva. For oilam noigim shalol lisabel beyond the sheni chol galios, and the Rama says, "Esovim kedasa umim she'ein shum avelus doraisa." Chayda minig pashut. So we hold, the Rama says, the minig oilam is that we never should shiva on the last day. It might count towards the 7 days. We don't should shiva on the last day, even if it was the Yom Misa and the Yom Kippur, because we hold that it's only avelus is only the Rabbanan. Like the Rush and the Tysus. And the Rush on page 17 quotes that Bahad. And but then we have the other sheet there that it's all the Rabbanan. And that's, the Ramos says, is the Iker Minim. That all of Elis is only the Rabbanan.
And what does that mean? Even the first day?
Is only the Rabbanan.
Who holds that?
That's the Tosis and the Rush, the Balei Tosis. And the Ramah says that's the minim. Tosis on page 12. Oh, very good. Yeah, that's the Tosis on page 12. Rabbi Shadron de Rabbanon, have the whole teeth of the Rabbanon. And so our only Nami and Rabbi Gomba says, no? Well, Inyan and Brach, well, Inyan Rechitza de Leilas de Rabbanon, who came all the Moim Lechal Anin, from the Isra and Avi de Reis, and Maisa, Rabbi Shadron de Rabbanon, Ami and Rabbi Bigza. So the whole teeth of the Rabbanon came to Reis. And it's in Moi Cotton also. And the Rosh, the Balei Tosis all hold it's the Rabbanon. And that's the min of Olam is like that sheet.
That's the only not coming up? Like the real practice?
We'll see. There's going to be more. Now, what about Tefillin? What's the din of Tefillin? So Tefillin is a unique halacha, because Tefillin is one thing that even the Avel, even after the Kfur, you still don't put on Tefillin. Whereas even after the Kfur, it's Chayim Chol Mitzvahs. The Ptur from Mitzvah stops. Tefillin is different. Tefillin Nemar Behem Pe'er. So Tefillin is different. And we're going to have a separate shiur on that. On Tefillin. And we hold even the second day, but on the second day we say Mitzvah Siyom Kukulo. Avol Osel Aniach Tefillin B'Yom Rishon, page 2020. And then the second day, he has to wait till Netzach Hamah to put on Tefillin. Because Mitzvah Siyom, it's really 2 days. But the second day you say Mitzvah Siyom Kukulo. Because normally you put on Tefillin Mishayakir, you can put on Tefillin. So you should wait a little bit longer on the second day, till Netzach Hamah. Oh. So there is a famous Pesachei Tshuva that quotes a Maritatz. The Helig of Maritatz, on page 22. Maritatz on page 22. So the Maritatz on page 22 wants to say a Chiddush. You see, the Minhag HaOlam is that say a person dies and then the Kfur was the next day. So, right? So even when he comes home from the Kfur, say in the afternoon, so then he's going to daven mincha. He has to daven mincha. But he didn't put on tefillin in the morning. So should he put on tefillin now? So the Minhag HaOlam is not to put on tefillin. Because Avel is Yom Rishon. You don't put on tefillin. Avel Yom Rishon, and even Yom Sheni, he waits a little bit till he puts on tefillin. So the Maritatz wants to say no. Zok the Maritatz. Then no. The whole reason why Avel Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin because Avel Yom Rishon is Doraisa. So that only applies if it's the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. But if it wouldn't be the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura, like most of the cases here in America, he would put on tefillin after the Kvura. That's the Maritatz, page 22. Yom Rishon is also min haTorah. Is only what the Rama said, what Rabbi Ratner just said. In Yom Rishon, she Yom Misa v'Yom Kfura. One second. So Mameila, and that's where he quotes the Rashba. But if it's not the same day, then even Yom Rishon is not the Raisi, even according to the Sheet that as is. And he feels the only reason why you don't put on tefillin on Yom Rishon is because Avel's Yom Rishon is the Raisa. So in the mail, it has to be Yom Rishon and Yom Kvura. So if it wouldn't be, like in most cases in America, where it's not Yom Rishon and Kvura, the Maritatz Paskin puts on tefillin when he comes home. By Mincha, he'll put on tefillin. They don't speak about it, but the Maritatz claims that it only will fit into the Rambam's opinion. Now, others argue with the Maritatz and say no, that the idea like of Avel Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin is just Yom Rishon, even if it's not. Because I remember years ago, Rabbi Willig once said to me, learning Moed Kot and Moresh HaKolel, which year? Summer of 86. So summer of 86, so Rabbi Willig said, but you see, if the Ramah holds even a Avol Yom Rishon is the Rabban, and it still holds that you don't put on tefillin. So it must be that the Rama holds, not like those Meritats, that although Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin because it's Yom Rishon, not because Yom Rishon is the Raisa, but still Yom Rishon is a special, like Rashi says, he has offer on his head. He's it's still you know there's still more anguish, etc.
Why can't we say simple as part of Aminas?
But it's not. For mitzvahs, it's not. What's the kfuras?
It's not. It's the pe'er. As the pe'er is still steer and has the same. It could be that the fact that you.
But that's only for karbanos. You could say, but. So that's the maritats. So this maritats is quoted. Hey, look at maritats. It's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva. Let's take a look. Page 21. Look at the Piskei Tshuva. Is it one second? What page is it? No. Sorry.
Rabbi, can you just tell us who the Maritats was?
One second. Page 20. One second. Look at page 20. Look at the Piskei Tshuva. Also, Laniach, I am Be'etev. Shakasu b'shem Maritats b'chidushov perek. What's Aleph Mem? See if you know that one. You'll never know that one. Because it's a misprint. And even if it wouldn't be, if I'll tell you Aleph Nun. That's why we have a Friedman. Thank God to the Friedman Shulchan Aruch today. See, when I made this packet, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch wasn't ba'olam yet. But the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, the Mamish. So it's Aleph Nun. It's Perek Yitzchak Neshach. So he says Dafke Yom Misa Shehu Yom Kvura Potter Mitfilin Yom Rishon. Function Misa Yom. Achev akvur yom achev chayiv tefillin afil biyom rishon. But the who disagrees? The no to be who disagrees. The no to be who disagrees. Oh, here he writes it. Look in the Dogam Ravava. It says reisim maritzas v'chidushav leizem neshach. Shekos of dakim he yomisa v'kvur. See, you didn't even need the Friedman. You already had it in the Dogam Ravava corrected. And he wants to bring a raya from the Ramban. He wants to bring a raya from the Ramban against the Maritats. So, what's the Ramban says? There's a famous Gemara in Pesachim. She was learning Pesachim this year, on page 23. There's a whole story here about someone was notified about that they were in Avelis. So, what did they do? He told the Shamas, Chalotzli Minoli. He says, take off my shoes, and then take me to the bathhouse. And so the Gemara says, you see three things from here. That Ovel also benilas asandel. So when he heard he was an Ovel, he took off his shoes. And this was already a Shmur Rechoka, meaning the person already died 30 days before. So he's first hearing it after 30 days. So it's only one day Shmur Rechoka. And even that one day, you say Mikta Sayom Kukulam. So that's why he took off his shoes and then he went to the bathhouse. He went to the bathhouse. So you see that was he already finished shiva? It was one day, and that one day is Mitzvah Yom Kehulah. Oh, but the Rabbi Zok, the Ramban on page 24. But why didn't he take off his tefillin? It doesn't say he took off his tefillin. He says, most probably he was wearing tefillin. You know the famous joke. How do you know that Yaakov Avinu wore a yarmulke? He says, Yetzer Yaakov. Would Yaakov go out without a yarmulke? So So he's saying a chas v'shalom. I don't mean to, but he's saying, of course, Rebbe was wearing tefillin. Also, big tzaddik like him wouldn't be wearing tefillin the whole day. Of course, he was wearing tefillin. So why doesn't the Gemara say, and he took off his tefillin because it was Yom Rishon? Hava pikein lo chalat tefillin klal. Tam lefi she'omer b'sheni shalavez meniach tefillin ve'en cholot el b'yom Rishon bovav. Because this is not considered Avelos Yom Rishon. This is not considered Avelos Yom Rishon because it's a Shmur Rechoka. So it's not, it's the first day of count. Volte Shmur Rechoka Chamura Mion Sheini Shal Avelos. In other words, the Shmur Rechoka is not going to be more Chomer than Yom Sheini Shal Avelos of a regular Avelos. Hilkachim hayalovich tefillin b'shas shmur shel aveilus yuchoka einu cholatz. So he wouldn't take it off. Well, one second. So, but if it would have been, Yom Rishon, he would have taken it off. But this is shmur chokha, and shmur chokha is not going to be more chomer than Yom Sheni shel aveilus. Krova. But it's mashma that if it would have been Yom Rishon, then he would have taken it off, even though it wasn't the Yom Mis and Yom Kvur. Back in came Ikol Lamein B'Kav Chom Shol Yitcha Mitzvah Tefillin. Well, Emes Yodra Dakar Shafilu Hu Yom Kvur L'Chud also Mitzvillin. There we go. Yom Shmur Krova Eidu min haTorah, kamo yom kvura, kvur. Havim kvur b'divrei Ramban, havim kvur, kan shegam yom shmur krova, osu laniach tefillin. In other words, he's saying it was yom rishon of a shmur chokha, right? That he kept it on. But if it would have been a shmur krova, means on day 15, he would have taken it off. But that's not the yom rishon yom kvur. It's a shmur krova. Shmur krova means within 30 days. So you see from here that the Dogol Mevavah says, the Ramban says, the only reason he didn't take it off was it was a Shmur Choka. But if it had been a Shmur Krova, even though a Shmur Krova is also not the Yom Mizan Yom Kvura, he would have kept it on because it's Yom Rishon of a Shmur Krova, say on day 15, he heard. Then, so you see that it doesn't have to be the Yom Mizan Yom Kvura from the Ramban. So he sees that the Ramban argues with the Maritats.
Or he would have never taken it off. Like, it's not clear that he would have.
Because the Ramban says the only reason he didn't take it off, is because it was a Shmur Rechoka.
The Ramban doesn't say a word about film. The Ramban says.
That's the point. Because he's saying that he kept on. He kept
maybe
on.
He would have also kept on this film before.
The Ramban is trying to understand why didn't he not take off his tefillin? It's a given he was a tzaddik, he was wearing tefillin.
Right.
So why didn't he take it off when he heard? He took off his shoes, he should have taken off his tefillin. The Yom Rishon. The answer is because it was a Shmur Rechoka. And the Shmur Rechoka is more kal, and it's not more chomer than the second day of a regular day of Avelis. But why does he have to say, but it would have been, the implication is, if it would have been a Shmur Krova, he would have taken it off. He's only saying he didn't take it off because it was a Shmur Rechoka. But if it would have been, the inference is, if it had been a Shmur Krova, he would have taken it off. Even though a Shmur Krova is not the Yom Mis and Yom Kvura. It's not
there.
It's not the
Behuda. It's not the Rashba. It's not the Rashba.
Because the Gemara is talking about a Shmura Rechoka.
Right.
And he didn't take off his tefillin. So the Ramban says it's because it was a Shmura Rechoka that he didn't take off his tefillin.
That's not clear. That's his. It's arrived from the Ramban.
The Ramban.
Right.
I'll tell you a story. Listen to you and listen to my story. They once asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is your Rebbe the Vilna Gaon? Is he on the Madrega of the Ramban? They once asked the Vilna Gaon, the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is your Rebbe the Vilna Gaon, is he like the Ramban? He says, no, he's not on the Madrega of the Ramban. Who like a Harashba? Who like a Harashba?
That's awesome.
Who like a Harashba? Okay? Moshe? Is that going to say about you? Who like a Harashba? I don't hear you.
How do you know that maybe the first, according to the Ramban, maybe the first day is the rice? Meaning, I don't know from the Ramban necessarily that it's only the Rabbana. But meaning, we're using this as a proof for the Shita that even with the Rabbana, you take off villain. How do you know this is the Rabbana according to the Ramban? Maybe the Ramban looks like the other Rishon Lechot to the Raisa, and that's why.
But you see, all he's proving is that a Meshmur Rechoka, a Meshmur Krova, he would have taken it off. Even though it wasn't the Yom Nisan Yom Kippur. So you see that it doesn't have to be Yom Nisan Yom Kippur to not to wear tefillin on the Yom Nisan.
So how do you know with the sheet that
think about it. Okay. We're going over. You'll ask me later. Okay, Rabbi Osei. So tomorrow, Zushem, everything should be well. We'll Ben Katz will let everyone know about the story of Shir for tomorrow. Okay, let me say hello to Zev Hyatt and Daniel Albert, Mark Bader, and Israel and Josh Blau, Rav Meir, Rav Alex, Natan, Peter Schneier, and Daniel Albert, Jeremy, Organ, and MZ, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Natan Bauer, and Ben Katz. Rav Levin, Rav Ratner, Yoni Sonnenschein, Avi Hoffman, and everyone else, Eitan, Aryeh, and Rav Muscat, Moshe Rosenzweig, and Rav Hartstein, and Joe Miller, and Rav what's the first name again?
Nadi
Kalkhayim, yes, okay. Okay, so Ben Zuchem will be in touch about the scheduling for tomorrow. Everyone should have a good day.
Thank you very much.